Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, rushing the week here. Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. I do want to remind everybody that Mayor Scott Schertzer will have his monthly visit with us later on this morning from 9:10 until 10 a.m. And we're going to start this morning, 15 minutes, with a very, very, very important issue right now. What is everybody talking about? COVID-19 and the booster shots. We're going to get some information here on the booster shots, who should be taking them, how they can take them, when they can get them, from our own Marion Public Health Commissioner, a good friend of this program, Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing well. Before we get to the booster shot, Tracy, what are the numbers like in Marion right now?
Well, over the last 2 weeks, we've had 800 cases, so that's extremely high. Out of those cases, 21% have been under the age of 18. And then I had them pull another number for you. And since August 1st, we've had 16 deaths. So that's a lot more deaths than that short of a period of time than we've seen throughout the pandemic.
21% of the over 800 in the last 2 weeks have been children?
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's and what was the age group on the children again, or do we know? 18 and under?
Yeah, 18 and under.
18 yep. and under.
Mm-hmm.
That number has never been that high, has it?
I don't believe so. I think this is the highest it's ever been among kids, and we have cases in every school.
The 800 cases, over 800 cases that we have now, has there been a two-week period like that other than December of last year?
No. Mm-mm. And I kind of feel like this is higher than it was even in December of last year. So this is extremely high. And, you know, the reason for that is that the Delta variant is much, much more contagious. So it takes a lot less to catch the Delta variant than it did from the original COVID-19. And, of course, our vaccination rates are only at 44%. So the majority of our county is not vaccinated, and so that allows the virus to just spread, you know, like crazy.
With 16 deaths in the last 2 weeks, is it safe to assume that there are more hospitalizations?
Yeah, the hospital has been pretty much at capacity for the last several weeks.
Mm. Do we see that this is going to plateau? I know if you watch the evening news, they say that the plateau in this is coming in the next 2 weeks or so. Is that necessarily true for us with a 44% vaccination rate?
I would say that our peak is probably going to be lagging behind that a little bit, but it kind of remains to be seen. And I think the thing about the peak or the plateau is that we could rest there for a long time. So we're not going to peak and then start immediately trending downward. We could be at our peak. So let's say if we do hit our peak in the middle of October, we could plateau there. So let's say we stay at 800 cases from the middle of October to the holidays and then go up again because of the holidays. Well, so I don't think it's going to trend downward anytime soon.
Well, the other day somebody said something to me about Halloween. As far as I know, Halloween will go along as it normally does. It didn't really mm-hmm. do that last year. And is that going to be a problem with the highly contagious nature of this Delta variant?
Yes, I think all of these mass gatherings lead to cases. It's just the nature of the beast. So I would look for spikes after Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm. Tracy, the booster shots, because this is a big deal now. Now, the booster shot would be the third shot for people who have had Pfizer. Now, at this point, is Pfizer, people who have had the Pfizer shot, are they the only ones who can get the booster shot, or can anybody?
Yeah, those are the only ones that can get the booster shot. The Moderna vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson are still highly effective. They haven't lost their potency yet. And so it's just the Pfizer that's getting the booster at this point. I would look for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson maybe in the next couple of months, but right now it's just Pfizer.
Did Pfizer lose its potency, or is it just because it's the FDA-approved one and it seems to be getting approved faster?
I think, you know, they did a lot of studies. They've done a lot of, if you kind of go back through and look at the meetings that they were having through the advisory committees for the FDA, they were seeing some of the effectiveness start to wane in the Pfizer and felt like people needed that third dose, which, you know, we're going to expect to see with all the vaccines on a yearly basis. I would say we would all get revaccinated like we do for the flu every year.
I remember seeing the numbers, I think they were sometime in the summer, that the Pfizer, not by much over the Moderna, but that the Pfizer was something like a 96% effective, Moderna was 95, and Johnson & Johnson was in the 80s. When we talk about waning, is it possibly just because the Pfizer was so effective?
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I haven't done that much digging into the causes and effect of each one of the vaccines, so I'm not sure.
When it comes to side effects, so many people had these shots, vaccinations, and they got side effects. Some did not, but a lot of people did. Will the third shot, the booster shot, cause side effects in some?
I don't think it's going to be as bad. We haven't seen it yet, so I'm not sure. We are holding our first clinic on Thursday. But I don't think it's going to be as bad because your immune system is getting more and more used to what you're introducing to it. And so it doesn't have to send as strong of a signal out. So I don't believe that those side effects will be as bad, but I'm not a doctor. I could be wrong, and I don't have any stories yet to tell about the booster.
When it comes to the booster, and we're running the story that was on the Marion Public Health social media page about the boosters, now it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you are over 18, certain groups are being told that they should get the booster. Other mm-hmm. groups are being told, if this is your situation, you can get it. But essentially, 18 and up, it's all left up to the person. If I'm 20 years old and I've had the Pfizer vaccination and it's been 6 months since I've had it, if I feel that I'm working in a grocery store, department store, restaurant with high traffic, I can get the booster as long as I want it. Is that correct?
Yeah, so nobody's, you know, required to get it that I know of, unless it's required for your employment. But it's highly recommended for people over the age of 65 because that's where they started to see the effectiveness wane a little bit, was mostly in that age group. Any age over the age of 18, if you are immunocompromised or have a medical condition that puts you at high risk if you've got COVID, and then anybody that's a healthcare worker or in a related field like that, you should get it as well. But we're really targeting 65 and older as the group who has the most risk of having a more serious COVID-19 infection.
But at this point, does it all come down to the vaccine recipient over 18, or will people be turned away if they don't fall into the categories you just spoke of?
Right, you have to fit into one of those categories in order to be eligible.
Okay, so if you are, like, I just want people to understand this, if you're 25 and let's say you work at a grocery store or department store, which is high traffic, now is that considered a high-risk area that you could get the booster?
Right now, we're focusing on healthcare workers. And so if you're a healthcare worker, 25 years old, or an EMS worker, or somebody who has that direct patient care with a patient with COVID-19, those are more the groups that we're looking at this point.
Will boosters be considered fully vaccinated, or is this just an add-on?
Yes, if you get boosters, you will be considered fully vaccinated. But after your second dose, you're also considered fully vaccinated.
When we look at this, I've heard this term, and I can't remember who used it. I'm sure it was one of the people on television or radio. But they said after the third dose that you are pretty much bulletproof. Now, that's a weird thing to say because there's so much we don't know. But from the second vaccination of Pfizer to the third, how protected are you in the world we live in today?
You know, you're very protected against hospitalization and death. You can still get COVID. Not likely, but we do see breakthrough cases. You can still get COVID, but you bounce back faster. Your time that you're symptomatic seems to be less. Things like that. So what we're really trying to prevent is, you know, having a trip to the hospital, getting on that ventilator. Those are the kinds of things we're trying to prevent, and it's very, very effective against that.
We've seen a lot of breakthrough cases to the degree, I had Dr. Gingrich on last Tuesday from Marion General, and I think he said that the breakthrough cases were approaching 20% here in Marion County. Now, you do get off a lot easier in most cases. You don't have a hospital stay, it's not a ventilator, you don't die. But with the booster, does it even improve your chance of that? Not going to the hospital, not having a breakthrough.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it increases the effectiveness of the vaccine all around. I don't have a percentage of how much of an increase that is, but, you know, even if it's 98% effective, you're still going to see breakthrough cases. And then the more cases we have in general, you know, 2% of them or whatever could be breakthrough cases. So you're never going to have 100% effective. Just with how contagious the virus has become now. But, you know, 98% effective rate among a vaccine is really, really good.
Two quick questions here, and we've got about a minute left, or 2 minutes left here with Tracy. How do we get them? If you fall into one of these categories, how do you go about getting this at this point, the booster?
So this Thursday, the health department is going to be offering booster shots. We're going to be set up at the fairgrounds. So you can call. We need you to make an appointment so we know how much vaccine to get off of the ice. So you can call us at 740-387-6520 to schedule an appointment. We have tons of appointments open right now, so please give us a call and we'll get you in, and then we'll see you at the fairgrounds.
If your doctor recommends you to get this, does that have some sway, even if you're not a healthcare worker?
Sure. If your doctor thinks that you need to get the booster because of a medical condition or something like that, that would definitely count.
And our final question here, maybe just more of a point in our final minute, Tracy, and I appreciate the time. I know of a fairly young person in Marion. I don't know exactly how old he was, but he wasn't 40, let's put it that way. Maybe late 20s, early 30s, who died this last week. And as far as I know, there were no pre-existing conditions. Why is this affecting young people more now, making them sick?
It's a much more, it's a stronger virus now. It's gotten much, much stronger. So unvaccinated people in particular who get COVID-19 get a much more severe case than we were seeing before. So we're seeing people get symptomatic right away. It used to take, you know, you could wait a week before you finally started to develop symptoms after you were exposed. We're seeing people get sick right away, and they're getting a lot sicker a lot faster. So this is what the Delta variant is doing. It's and that's why our death rates has gone up so much because it's just a much, much more powerful virus, and it's attacking the body a lot quicker and a lot more harsh than we were seeing before.
Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner. Thank you, Tracy. The information is very important, and we'll see where we go from here. Talk to you in about 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler with the information on the booster shot and some numbers I think you need to know there. And Tracy's going to resume her weekly call-ins, I believe, in 2 weeks. We're still working that out. There won't be a call-in next week, but after that, I believe we are going to try to resume those call-ins as we head into the holiday season, because it could be an unfortunate time. And I think some of these numbers are very important to pay attention to. 21%, I think. Well, first of all, we're talking over 800 cases in the last 2 weeks, and that's here in Marion County, but 21% are under the age of 18. Under the age of 18, that's not 20 years old yet. That's something very important to pay attention to. And 16 deaths in a county of our size from this COVID-19, I don't know if it's been that high at any single point. Do you remember? It took a long time, thank goodness, in this county for anybody to pass away. But at this point, I guess we just go down the road and see what happens, because this is where we are. Now, does anybody have any questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say, give me a buzz here. And again, we've got the mayor coming up this morning at 9:15, which should be interesting, because heaven knows there's a lot going on down at City Hall, as we have all seen and read over the last month, I would say. Maybe even more than that at this point, but maybe just a little more serious in the last month or so. 32 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. I guess I was trying to rush the week earlier. I do want to thank the people who picked up their prizes yesterday. I believe Charlene and Carolyn picked up their Wilds tickets. Now, Bobby, Daphne, and Jean, you still have your Wilds tickets here to pick up, and you can get them today between 4 and 5. So, Bobby, Daphne, and Jean, your Wilds tickets are here, and you can get them today between 4 and 5 p.m. All right. We have the... Well, let's see here. We're getting a phone call. Let's go this route. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, are you going to ask the mayor how we're looking on that September 30th deadline?
Yes, yes. That's one of the main topics this morning.
And what about the house explosion over there? See if he knows any more about that.
You know, I'll bring that up to him. I still haven't heard anything from the fire department. When I asked him last week, they said the report was not back in, but...
Maybe he has a...
We'll see, yeah. We'll see what he might know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up with the mayor on this morning. Now, here's what we're going to do. Because, you know, and I'm going to try to explain this in the next 30 minutes. But let's break out the Geraldo Journal. And let's just play our little theme song here right off the bat. It's not a theme. I say theme song every day, and it's not really a theme song. It's more of a theme monologue when it comes to the Geraldo Journal. But let's play the famous monologue, and then I'm going to come back and tell you a little story about this Geraldo thing here on WWGH Radio.
This is your announcer, Buck I Got. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, got his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal and Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willie Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geraldo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geraldo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geraldo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up. Brace yourself. Call all your relatives. Put the phone on mute because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geraldo Journal. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Buckeye Guy. And now let's go to the telephones. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, we had a caller. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give me a buzz back. Now, here today is what I want to say in regard to the Geraldo Journal. Because yesterday we had absolutely no information at all. Now, we started this thing back on September the 16th. And now it is September the 28th. And not one time have we ever heard from Geraldo. 9:20, did not hear from Geraldo. 9:21, did not hear from Geraldo. 9:22, did not hear from Geraldo. 9:24, did not hear from Geraldo. 9:27, did not hear from Geraldo. All right, go ahead, caller.
Didn't catch the phone number for the booster shot at the fairground.
You know, it's playing at the top of every hour. I don't have it in front of me, but it's right at the top of the hour every hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the booster shot number is playing today every hour on the top of the hour with the news report. So all the information in regard to the booster shot from Marion Public Health is playing at the top of the hour. It's the health department number. If you call Marion Public Health, they'll set you up. So if you have the health department number, they'll be able to set you up. So here we go with the Geraldo Journal. You know, I don't even know what day this is now. Day 175. Yesterday, we had the shortest entry ever. Just did not hear from Geraldo. And it's looking that way today. And now here we are on the 28th of September. And we have to start off with the same thing. Did not hear from Geraldo. Now, let me tell you something. Here we are trying to put together real radio diplomacy. I have said Geraldo can come on my show. That's what we want to happen. I have said I would go on Geraldo's show in real radio diplomacy fashion. We have had Sam Donaldson say he was going to call Geraldo. That's almost a week ago now. That was last Wednesday. We had Kreskin say he was going to call Geraldo. That was last Friday. That's been a few days ago. Golden Voice called the office and really did not get any answers. Thunderbolt called the office and really did not get any answers. I know people have called the office and not gotten any answers. And I think here's what's happening. I think people are saying, well, let's let other people do it. You know, I remember last week when Sam Donaldson called in, somebody said, well, let's let Sam Donaldson do it and see what happens. Well, I'm not saying Sam has not got it done, but that was last Wednesday morning. That's 7 days tomorrow. And we haven't heard anything. Not an email, not a phone call, not a message, not anything. Nothing from Geraldo. So, at this point, people are coming to me in grocery store lanes and saying, what's going on with Geraldo? What's the story there? Not only have we offered Geraldo 2 hours on this show, we've offered Geraldo a spot on a television show. We've offered Geraldo to have the Golden Voice here that day doing the announcing for me. We've offered for Golden Voice to go up to Cleveland with me and appear on the Geraldo show. I will get Geraldo breakfast that day. I will make sure he has food, something that's not going to get stuck in his mustache. And yet, we cannot get a hold of Geraldo. Zilch when it comes to Geraldo. And we keep getting these flimsy answers, like we can't get a hold of him. Well, he's doing a show on your station every morning from 9 to 10. Now, I know you have said he's doing this from his home. Do you not know where he lives? Do you not know his phone number? Is anybody in that station doing anything? Is there any competency in this WTAM station? And, you know, I can't say I'm a fan because I've never listened to the station, but there's clearly some breakdown in communication going on here, and I think we're getting to a breaking point here in the Geraldo Journal. Now, once again, I'm going to give out the information, and if you so feel compelled, call Geraldo right now. Call the station and say, what is going on? Why is this taking so long? This is ridiculous. The number again, 216-520-2600. 216-520-2600. That's the main number for WTAM Radio in Cleveland. And if you've called before, call again. We need reports. We've got nothing. WTAM Radio, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, the fourth floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. WTAM, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, fourth floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. That's the physical address. If you want to email them, and to my knowledge, people have been emailing this producer now for something like 2 weeks, and we have not heard anything. Has anybody gotten an email back from this guy? Rob, R-O-B, at WTAM.com. R-O-B at WTAM.com. Because we've tried Sam Donaldson. We have tried Amazing Kreskin. We've tried Thunderbolt. We've tried Golden Voice. Even those Boston Pinheads got involved at some point. But you know, they sort of failed me on this one. And I hate to say that because up until this point, I don't know that there was a whole lot of failure with the Boston Pinheads, but they have just disappeared. And I think they've disappeared because they believe Geraldo at this point is aloof. There's something about the man that's aloof. And we have listened to his show. It's just absolute insanity on his show. All they do is get on there and they argue every morning. And when he's on Fox News, which we see from time to time, he just gets on and he argues. He's crazy. He's nuts. And that's fine. But we want some nuts here. I even believe that Golden Voice Ted Williams agreed to come on the show with him when he was here and have a disagreement, because I can see the two of them having a disagreement. Legendary broadcasters. And yet, no response from Geraldo. Here we are today. No response from Geraldo. You know, now I can understand. Remember weeks ago when somebody called up there to WTAM in Cleveland and said Geraldo should appear on the Scott Spears show, and the response was, why would you want Geraldo on your show? Well, maybe Geraldo's difficult. Now, I hate to say that. I don't want to spread rumors about legendary broadcasters because I've never met Geraldo. I've never talked to Geraldo. I don't know anything about the man. But I'm starting to think that maybe he's one of those people who is just difficult. You know, we hear about this, and I'm not comparing the two, but you know, Ellen DeGeneres has had to leave her talk show. I think this is the last year, because there are rumors that she was difficult. There was a book written a few years ago about The View, and there were rumors that Barbara Walters and Rosie O'Donnell were difficult. And the rumors that Johnny Carson was difficult. Well, maybe Geraldo's difficult. I don't know. Because I have run this down more than once. you know, Phil Donahue has been on many times, invited me over to the house. We have had Jerry Springer on. We've had Sam Donaldson on multiple times. We have had Willard Scott, the late Willard Scott. We had Larry King on a couple times. You know, real big names in the history of broadcasting. David Hartman has been on a couple times. Marvin Kalb has been on a couple times. We've had Jesse Jackson on this show. Madeleine Albright, a former Secretary of State. Just a lot of very, very, very important people. We had Michael Dukakis on, who had run for President of the United States. And yet, we can't get Geraldo Rivera on this show. Now, where is the disconnect here? What is going on with those people up at WTAM and Geraldo Rivera that we cannot get them on? Now, you know, we do this journal every day. I created this journal because I believe all journalists should have journals. I now have a journal. We've even offered this journal to the Historical Society because we believe it is an historic document. Buckeye Guy does the intro there on this segment every day, and now we've gotten to the point. It's sort of rock bottom at this point, to where yesterday all that's on that journal entry page did not hear from Geraldo. Today, so far, the 28th, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, what is wrong with this picture? Does anybody have any take on this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I hate to rant and rave about this, but, you know, at some point, somebody in the last 2 weeks should have been able to talk to Geraldo. And again, two things we know about Geraldo. Number one, legendary journalist. Number two, crazy. And I understand that maybe crazy is not the best term to use in regard to somebody, but if you watch him, you know he's crazy. There's no doubt about it. Now, once again, I want to do this because people seem to like this, but we don't know if Geraldo's coming now. And people have wondered, is this serious or is this a joke? This is not a joke. We want Geraldo on this show, and we're keeping a journal to chart our progress. And that's what we're doing here. Not a joke, not fake. But if Geraldo should appear on this show, this is a simulation of what it will sound like. So get ready for this.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
host.
Silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
You're a stabbing
this
cheap shot host.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NBS. Attacking
you did it
me
on
punk.
The police thing.
Address the issue.
You did it,
do you have the
you
guts to address the
police?
Issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
Now, that is what it will sound like if Geraldo appears on this show, because we all know he's nuts. And, you know, I don't like calling anybody nuts, but all you got to do is listen to him on Fox News. All you got to do is pay attention to him on his little talk show. at 9 to 10 in the morning. And you know what? Before I started talking about this, I don't even think people knew he had a talk show on the radio here in Ohio. Everybody I've run into doesn't know anything about it. They don't know anything about Geraldo being on Cleveland radio. So I think we have given them a lot of notoriety by doing this Geraldo Journal. And here he is, not responding to me. You know, one of the rudest things, I believe, in the world is not responding. Now, I don't think, because in the world, we got to have communication. And Geraldo's a legendary communicator. We could call him a legendary communicator. But where is he? We don't know. He's not communicating at all. And he could come back and say, no, I'm not going to go on his show. But he's not even said that. And at that, why would he not come on the show? Does he got something to hide? Because, see, that's the Geraldo journalism I'm talking about. You know, he opened up Al Capone's vault, and he played the Zapruder film on television when he didn't have permission. And he went after his bosses at ABC and got fired from ABC, and he got his nose broken on television. And he gave, I believe, away his, I guess where he was. He gave away where he was in Iraq. It was Iraq or Afghanistan. He got in all kinds of trouble for that. And yet, here we are, no response from Geraldo. Now, can somebody explain this to me? What's going on with Geraldo? Because now I have to put down in the Geraldo Journal, and I did not want to make a post like this, but we're starting to believe Geraldo is rude, that he will not respond. And what in the world is he so busy doing? You know, there's no big thing going on at this point that I'm aware of that Geraldo would be out there covering. You know, has anybody seen him on Fox News recently on their little morning show or on Hannity or on these nighttime shows where he calls in and he picks fights or that show on in the afternoon? What is it? The Five? Has anybody seen Geraldo on Fox News? We know he's doing his little radio show because we tried to listen in on it last week. Does anybody know? Has anybody even seen this man? He's like a phantom at this point. Phantom of the talk show. We can't even see him. We don't know where he is. Now, how are we going to get to Talk Mania, where Geraldo's in the studio and I'm interviewing him and he's going nuts because he doesn't like the questions? How are we going to do that if we can't even get a response from these people on Geraldo? Who knew there would be this many people involved in this? You got me. Now, I'm going to leave the door open a little bit here. I'm just going to put in the Geraldo Journal today, Geraldo may be rude for not returning messages. Because you have to return a message. If there's anything you have to do in life, you have got to return messages. All right, 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, has anybody sent a note to Geraldo that they've gotten a response? Has anybody gotten a response from the emails they have sent to this Rob guy? Has anybody gotten a response from the station there, WTAM, when you've called the phone number? Because this no communication thing just is not getting it at this point in time. And again, the phone number up there, if you'd like to call, is, let's see here, 216-520-2600. 216-520-2600. So that's where we are today, our entry in the Geraldo Journal. What a weak entry this is. Did not hear from Geraldo. Geraldo may be rude for not returning messages. And this will go down as one of the biggest mistakes that a legendary broadcaster can make like Geraldo. not answering this call to duty, this call to be a guest on this program that so many good people have been on, good and bad. You know, we've had F. Lee Bailey. We had Bill Cosby on about a month ago. We've had, of course, Phyllis Diller and, you know, just the greatest guest. I think we get the greatest guests in radio talk, period. Roger Stone and Phyllis Schlafly and just some great people. Eleanor Clift, Shecky Green, Ed Asner, people who have awards out the wazoo. And people who have broken records in their career. And we can't get Geraldo on. There's some kind of issue going on here. Does anybody know? Does anybody have any thoughts? 4.5 minutes left in this segment. 740-383-9944. And like I say, people are asking me about this now in the grocery store. People are asking me about this in public. People want to know. I've even gotten emails from people who wanted to email Geraldo, and we're trying to make this happen. And what are we getting? No response from Geraldo. And I understand there is a great portion of the audience that does not like Geraldo. We've all learned this. A great portion of the audience that does not like Geraldo Rivera. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Better.
Everybody feeling better?
Yes.
Good.
Now, what was that number?
Okay. But, and if you call, I want you to get rude with these people.
Well, I tried to, and I want to make sure that I wrote the number down correctly, because if I did, then something's up, because it said, the number you had called is, I think it said it was not a valid number.
Okay. 216-520-2600.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I better not go apply for any secretarial jobs anytime soon.
No. But, and tell those people we're getting ticked here. Because don't you think it's rude after 2 weeks?
Yeah, like you can't just go forgetting the little people.
Well, I don't even know that we're the little people.
Well, it is Marion, Ohio.
Well, it's Marion, Ohio, but he's up in Cleveland. You know, they used to call that area the Mistake by the Lake.
Let me call the light number this time, see where I get with it.
Give us don't let them off easy, because I think we're letting them off too easy, and at this point...
I don't even think we have our foot in the door.
Well, no, I think we're being too nice. I think they need to know we're doing a journal. We haven't heard anything back from 2 weeks. Major broadcasters, Sam Donaldson, Kreskin, Golden Voice are all calling up there, and we can't even get a response?
Yeah. Well, what could be more persuasive than a little phone harassment?
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I appreciate that somebody's calling up there. And again, the number, and I know a lot of times people don't have their pen and paper ready here in the morning, 216-520-2600 is the number for WTAM up there. And again, the physical address, which people have asked for, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. And again, the email, which we never get any response through, rob@wtam.com. And let me tell you what ticks me off about that. The station is the one who gave us the email. They're the one who gave us the email, rob@wtam.com. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, have you heard from Sam Donaldson?
No, because I don't think Sam has heard from Geraldo. I haven't heard from Kreskin. I don't think he's heard. I don't think Golden Voice or Thunderbolt have heard. Now, what is going on with this man?
What do you call Sam? See, what went on?
Well, I would assume Sam would respond, but, you know, I would hope the people of Marion would be able to persuade Geraldo to do this, but yeah, I don't know anymore. 2 weeks and we can't even get anything. We get nothing from him.
I thought Sam was going to be the one that, you know, got through, because if he's going to take Sam Donaldson's call if Sam wants to talk to him because he's going to be curious of what he wants.
Yeah, but I think that was the problem. I think everybody heard Sam say that last Wednesday, and everybody stopped calling and writing in and emailing, and I think that slowed us down. Because it's been 7 days now since Sam called in, and no change. No change at all. And I don't think we can put it all on Sam Donaldson, because he's a busy man himself. So the messages need to keep going in there. Everybody should call every day, as far as I'm concerned. And eventually, those people up there in Cleveland will get the point.
Yeah, I want to let you know, too, John Walsh is going to be talking about Gabby Petino and Dr. Oz today.
Well, see, there you go.
We were talking about John Walsh the other day.
Now, see, Dr. Oz called John Walsh, and he said, John, I need John on my show, and John's right there. Now, what is the problem with Geraldo? Why don't they just tweet him? He's on Twitter all the time.
He's heard that, you know, some people's called and stuff, and, you know, we want to talk to him. I don't know.
Well, you would think, but, you know, any response at this point would be...
He might have listened to your show and heard you call him nuts, and...
Well, he knows he's nuts.
I tried getting this show on yesterday, and I couldn't get it in.
Well, no, and you know what? Even the people who can hear it don't get it.
Yeah, I could barely get it, and you just couldn't hardly hear nothing.
Well, no, and when you listen to it, it's just people arguing with each other. Now, he thinks that his appearance with me would be any less traumatic than that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that would go.
Well, you know, Geraldo, I've always thought, was a really pioneering journalist, so I'm disappointed in him at this point, but there's still hope. We're going to forge on, you know, we're like the settlers of this country. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue on with this, but we need support. We need phone calls. We need emails. We need letters sent in the mail.
I sent a letter.
Yeah, to the phone, or the address that I gave.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Okay,
thank you. Geraldo, what a thing. All right, that's today's Geraldo Journal. Did not hear from Geraldo. Geraldo may be rude for not returning messages. He can get on Twitter and tweet the world, but that's about it at this point. All right, we're going to break. Be back in about 10 minutes.
And I owned a jazz supper club, so all the money went. So now, when I get a job, I do want to be paid.